Intervju Radija Študent.
V današnjem terminu za RŠ Intervju bomo prisluhnili posnetku pogovora s kitaristom in pevcem skupine Motorcycle, Hansom Magnus Ryanom. Motorcycle na aktualni turneji predstavljajo svojo najnovejšo stvaritev, epski dolgometražec The Tower, ki je pred kratkim izšel pod okriljem založbe Stickman Records. Koncertna predstavitev albuma sledi jutri, 8. marca, na Dan žena, v prostorih Metelkovskega kluba Channel Zero. Pred samim intervjujem pa bomo v Eter Radio Študent zavrtili še skladbo ASFI.
We'll be right back. Right, Hans. I'm just going to start by simply asking, how was the show in Vienna, in Austria?
Great, we had good fun. It was the first trio gig in quite a while, and there are so many possibilities with the new songs from the latest album, The Tower. Yeah, we are still in the phase of exploring all those new songs, so there's a lot of good energy going on.
Great, so I presume the crowd was up for it, up for your new songs, of course.
It's been a while since we've been in Vienna, and so there were a couple of really, really good old friends that we hadn't seen for quite a while, so it was just a splendid evening.
All right, nice. Well, Europe seems to be the main continent where you guys tour, right?
So yes, exactly.
Would you say that there's a difference in crowds between countries? Like, let's say your hometown, Norway, and then other places. Are the crowds a bit different?
It used to be really different. I think in the 90s, especially in Norway, most of the concert places were like student places. And the students, they like to drink and sing along to the pop songs. And if you want to go out on the instrumental, improvisational stretches of music, then the audience will be really impatient and yell at you, you know, and they have no listening culture, and you know. But now it's a different era, I guess, maybe because of the internet and all this, you know. It's especially on motorcycle concerts, people are eagerly awaiting, you know, for the songs and all the improvisational stuff happening in between. And regardless if you play in Italy or in Holland or in Japan or in China, so it's we have hooked up with a good listening audience, it seems. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. So I guess you do have now, let's say, a cult following of sorts when people really wait for your songs, apart from the drunken Norway student days.
We've been around since early 90s. Mm-hmm. I guess we have toured Europe like 30 or 40 times, you know, sometimes two times a year, gigging down to Italy, Holland, Germany, France. So we have spent a lot of time building this our little following. So,
mm-hmm. So I guess I mean, listening to your music and you know, doing research on the internet, you guys, I guess Mother Psycho was described by many genre labels over the years, right? You've been called everything from stoner rock to noise rock to progressive rock and so on. But I guess my question is, would you guys even classify yourselves as any specific label or your ever?
We never did. We never did label our music. It was a really conscious thing, you know. Mm-hmm. We still explore any kind of music, regardless of genre. And, you know, this gives a great artistic freedom. We didn't want to cooperate with major label companies and do, you know, be just one thing, be only one thing. So we have gone through all these different phases in our musical development through the years. And,
so I guess you like to explore new different genres and what you can do with them, right?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And we try to expand every year with the new albums and learn new chords and learn how to sing and learn how to play. And regardless of genre, the label is not important. It's all about the music, our motorpsychedelic music.
Mm-hmm. Well, with such different sounding albums, like, because you guys have really different sounding albums, I mean, every album is a bit different, right? I wonder if there is any specific planning in composition of these albums, even before you hit the studio. Like, how do you usually come up with what the next album is going to be?
It's just a matter of have the time to go to the rehearsal space on an everyday basis and really, really dig into details and small stuff and really have the time to develop it. And if you have this time to develop it, it will develop naturally. It is an action and reaction between all the albums, and I think the main thing is the basic work that you put into it, and then it will happen all by itself, because you absorb so much of the culture you live in and music and the arts and whatever, and you put subconsciously you put it into your work, and it will eventually hopefully reflect who you are.
The secret would be time for you guys, basically having time to try new things.
I think so, yeah, and not have any preconceptions of what you are going to make, you know. It's going to be a musical exploration on musical terms and nothing else. You don't want to think about touring or, you know, when you write or when you in the writing process.
Yeah. So I guess this is also the way how you guys avoid repetition, right? Like, it's just by experimenting.
Not to
record the same album over and over again.
It's so boring, you know, to only do one thing. And I think, there's a lot of inspiration coming from the side projects we are involved with. Motorcycle has always been the main thing, but sometimes you play with other people, and that is also very inspirational, and so it's a big synergy thing.
All right, well, your latest release is The Tower, right? The album,
yeah.
The Tower. How would you describe it? Like, what's the concept behind it?
I think lyrically it has a really red line all through the lyrical passages, and Ben Satter, our main lyricist, I think he had a moment of extreme world weariness, and I think all the songs really revolves around the sign of our times and stuff happening in the balance of the politics in the world, but it's not like a explicit political album per se, but it's a vibe there, and it's a sign of the times, and I think that comes across, and I think people can relate to this situation, and maybe that is why the album is really recognized this time around, our album has some kind of special attention, and I think that may be the reason.
So did lyrics came before the music, or did you just, how was that like?
Not really. It most often starts with a riff or a chord progression. I think so, but
So I guess you also have a new addition to the band, like a new permanent member, right? This drummer Thomas, how do you pronounce it? Jermir?
Jermir.
Okay, Thomas Jermir. And I was wondering, since he became a permanent member, did he vastly contribute to the change of sound of direction, let's say, from your previous album to this new album?
I think his sense of timing and rhythmic concept is so different compared to the former drummer Kenneth Kopstad. Kenneth Kopstad is an extremely technically skilled drummer, and he has like these layers of ornamentics in his playing. But Thomas Jermir is much more. What can you say? Direct propelling the rock riffs. You know, we haven't been able to play certain type of rock songs for so many years now, you know, so
we are coming
back to some kind of basic foundation rock rhythmics with Thomas. But he is also an extremely skillful technical drummer, if he wants to, you know.
Yeah.
But, it depends on the song, and he's really, really working hard with us. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I noticed also on the last album, The Tower, there's a song, Intrepid Explorer, which
yes.
you guys have like an animation video for it, right? As I saw it on
yes.
YouTube.
Yes.
How did that collaboration come with your music and animation? With,
the animator, he's a friend of ours, and he's a Norwegian cartoonist, and he wanted to experiment actually with animation, with digital animation,
mm-hmm.
and his name is Flu Hartberg. And all of a sudden he presented us with like his big bulk of material that he had made specifically for Motorcycle, for the Tower album, and we brought it along on tour with a video projector and really, really great stuff. So he edited down a couple of segments for the Intrepid Explorer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, so it basically came from the visualization that you guys used in the live gig?
Exactly,
uh-huh,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Hans, thank you very much.
Yes.
I guess enjoy the rest of the tour. Tomorrow is your first time in Slovenia, right?
Tomorrow, yes, exactly.
Oh, great.
We've never been there, so
okay.
It's going to be great. I hope it will be fun. Yes.
Great. I'm sure it will. Well, I wish you a great gig there, and I guess see you there. So thanks a lot. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
V tokratnem terminu smo prisluhnili pogovoru s Hansom Magnusom Ryanom, kitaristom skupine Motorcycle. Vabimo vas na koncert in izvedbo plošče The Tower jutri na dan žena ob 21. v prostorih kluba Channel Zero. RŠ intervju je pripravil Andi Kuglot. Intervju Radija Študent.